This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Still no solution to the fiscal cliff, though there's hope lawmakers can make a deal before year's end. Taxation and spending issues will dominate the Washington conversation coming up. All week, we're looking ahead at 2013 with our reporters. This morning, Marketplace Washington reporter David Gura joins us. Good morning, David.
Morning, Mark.
What we pay in taxes has been a key part of the fiscal cliff talk. So what kind of tax changes are we looking at in 2013?
I mean, the fiscal cliff has sort of set the table for more conversations about this, I think, Mark, about taxes and tax reform and about spending cuts, too. You know, there have already been some hearings on the Hill about tax reform, as a matter of fact, part of the fiscal cliff negotiations. And that conversation about sort of changing what companies pay, changing what we pay, and changing how capital gains are taxed, I think is going to continue in the new year.
So let's move from the tax money the government takes in to what the government is spending. So there are big budget cuts coming in all kinds of areas. Where do you think we're going to see the most impact?
Obviously, this was one part of that sort of fiscal cliff wheeling and dealing. This is something that Republicans certainly care an awful lot about, many Democrats as well. But before the fiscal cliff, I think it was even the so-called fiscal cliff, before Ben Bernanke even named it the fiscal cliff, the White House was talking about scaling back some budgets, departmental budgets, including, I should say, the Pentagon budget. So this is something that people here have been talking about, agencies have been preparing for, and lawmakers have been thinking about, and I think are going to keep thinking about in 2013.
Now, there's a lot of Republican anxiety about the party's struggles to get support from Latino voters in the last election. So you have some in the GOP talking about making a major deal on immigration. What are the chances of something like that happening next year?
Yeah, this is something that Barack Obama has talked about for a really long time. I mean, in 2008, when he was running for president, he said it was something that he wanted to take up in his first term. Obviously, that didn't happen. And as you mentioned, in 2012, the role of the Latino vote was so important in him winning re-election. I think it's something that he's quite serious about taking up, you know, as soon as he can. And we're seeing movement on the Hill, some interest on the Hill in taking up this issue as well. So it's looking at enforcement of immigration laws. It's probably going to be looking at, you know, maybe that executive order that he put in place last year, which paved the way for some immigrants who came here illegally to stay here for a couple of years. So I think those are things that both Congress and the administration want to take up in 2013.
And for several years, all since the downturn, there's been talk about financial reform, new rules, new regulations. What are we possibly going to see on that going forward?
Yeah, we're going to get new leadership at the SEC. Mary Shapiro, who headed that organization, just stepped down. She was sort of instrumental in writing a lot of these rules that were part of Dodd-Frank. This is kind of an ongoing process. There are still a lot of these rules to be written and to be approved. So that fight over what financial reform looks like is certainly going to continue into the new year.
Okay, Marketplace Washington reporter David Gura, who will be busy next year. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Mark.